Chris Helms, I'm the owner of Helms Landscape Design LLC, and I started my company in 2015. And I am a landscape design and installation company here in the greater Houston area. My shop is based out of Highlands, Texas, that's on the east side of the Houston area. And I also have in the last couple years picked up doing artificial grass, putting greens, and we are a full service except for maintenance. We don't do any mowing or weed eating, that typical maintenance stuff. We're more of an installation company, turnkey from start to finish, and then we let other companies come in and handle the maintenance part of it.
So underground drains, flower beds, sod, all kinds of
right stuff. Landscape lighting, irrigation,
that's right. Yeah,
synthetic grass, anything that can make your outdoor space more entertainment friendly and more aesthetically pleasing. So outdoor patios, flagstone, pavers, yep, travertine, tile, all of that kind of stuff we handle.
Seems like the synthetic grass world is picking up in Texas for sure. You know, I've seen you do some soccer fields. I've seen you do, what, baseball? Have you done baseball fields? I know golf for sure.
Yeah, so we do a lot of putting greens, and then through a buddy of mine, Spencer Gunn at Athletic Design Group, I was able to do a mini soccer field at an elementary school. So in that project was really, really fun. And we've done some couple projects for another guy out in Katy, where their baseball diamond was all the base areas, first base, second base, third base, and home plate had just worn out with the synthetic grass. So we came out, vacuumed all the crumb rubber out of there, and then cut the turf out of there, reinstalled new grass in those specific areas.
Wow.
And then cut out all the white lines and all that kind of stuff, and basically gave them a brand new little area for the high traffic areas for the baseball field. So it's really gotten popular lately here in Houston and in other parts of the country, Dallas, Austin, and then, you know, California, like we were talking about before. It's gotten really, really popular. So there's a lot of benefits to it because we get so much rain in Houston. You know, areas like the Heights, even like River Oaks, there's so many trees. You know, you're getting these 2-3-story condo, townhome type of places, and there's barely any sunlight to get grass to grow in the backyard. So people are calling installers up to come in and just basically turf their backyard. Their dogs are tracking in mud, their kids are tracking in mud. They can't go outside after it rains for 2-3 days because it's so wet and nasty. So we're coming in and just fixing that problem.
Yeah, especially with these builders building these monster houses, you know, there's no sun coming into the backyard. So you guys definitely help out with tracking in the mud, you know.
So tell us about the artificial grass, because, you know, for a long time it wasn't that great, so I think people right need to be brought up to speed in terms of what it is today.
Right, yeah, and I think that's one of the main reasons why it's getting so popular is that people have this conception that from the Astrodome turf, the AstroTurf, right, that real short, abrasive grass, and people are thinking that's what's going to be put in my yard, and there's no way. So technology has evolved, and the artificial grass industry has really, really came a long way. And so now the turf sample that I would show you if I came to your house, they're plush, they're thick, they're nice to walk on, they're aesthetically pleasing. It really looks like, real grass.
I mean, it looks like St. Augustine almost. You know, it has some yeah dead brown pieces in the bottom of it, like St. Augustine would look like. And
yeah, exactly.
I mean, just different varieties of grass. I mean, what, almost like Bermuda as well?
Yeah, so there's different varieties that look like Zoysia, Bermuda, or a thicker blade that would look like St. Augustine. And we also, they're coming out with new grass that has a little bit of brown grass blades in it, so it gives it a more natural look, like a dead grass look.
Oh my goodness.
Correct. Yep.
So it's really, really, and that's probably one of my most popular grass is going in right now is the grass that has a dead grass look in it.
Mm-hmm. What about maintenance for it? Is there anything you have to do to maintain it? Or
yes. Yeah, so any installer that's telling you it's maintenance-free is not telling you the whole truth. So it's very little maintenance, but that's why I tell my clients that, you know, the more you are proactive in blowing it off, cleaning up the number two, rinsing it off every week or two to knock down dust and help with urine and stuff like that, odor kind of smells. But basically, it's very little maintenance. It's
brushing it.
Yeah, and brushing it. So, you know,
with the broom.
Yeah, with the broom. You just get a push broom from Home Depot and you can brush it. You can hire me to come in and maintain it on a monthly basis to just groom it. So the turf is designed to last 20 to 25 years. So if you
wow, just, 25 years.
Yeah, so it's designed to last that long. It comes with a 15-year warranty. Most manufacturers are doing a 15-year warranty now, but some are still doing 8 to 10. And I would say, you know, maybe try to steer away from those kind of companies because all the big companies are doing a 15-year now, which is good because it has a life expectancy of 20 to 25 years. So, you know, that being said, the more proactive a homeowner is in the way they maintain it, the longer it's going to last, the better it's going to look. And so that's the manufacturer's warranty is 15 years. My craftsmanship warranty is a 2-year warranty. So if you get a dip in your yard, something starts to happen with the actual install, I come out and fix it for free within the 2-year period. And it's, you know, the bigger companies are doing a 2-year.
So talk to us a little bit about the install process. Is that a really lengthy process? What do you do there?
I would call it labor intensive for sure. So
it really is.
It's, you know, so, you know, artificial grass, it's like putting marble in your front yard, cost wise. So it's expensive. There's no way getting around it. It's so labor intensive that it's just a long process, and so that's why it's pricey. So
see, I don't think it's necessarily too expensive because you're saving on water, you're correct. Saving on, you know, a landscaper coming to come mow it, the correct. Maintenance. I feel like, you know, you probably get a return on your investment after what, how many years, do you know?
I would say within 5 to 7 years the turf is probably paid for itself.
Yeah.
Because you're also helping the environment, you're cutting out emissions. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to fertilize it, you don't have to mow it. So you're saving money. If you look at it from a longevity standpoint, it's a win-win for you because you're cutting out the mud.
Mm-hmm.
You it's playable all year long, and then you don't have people in your backyard mowing and mm-hmm. fertilizing, and there's no more dead spots, no more muddy holes and all that kind of stuff. So the benefits outweigh the upfront cost for sure. Yeah,
it's like anything in our industry, whether it's AC, you spend on a variable speed,
right,
you know, air compressor or whatever. But so on the install, you know, it is labor intensive. You're going in and taking out 4 inches of dirt,
correct? Yeah, so we'll come in, so start to finish process, once I meet with the homeowner and we seal a deal, I come in. If there's irrigation in the backyard, I pop your irrigation up to find out where those heads are. And I suggest we just cap the irrigation at the PVC pipe underground. So we remove all that, and then we bring in a sod cutter, and we cut all the sod out, and then excavate down to a 4-inch depth. And then after that, we come in with a geotextile fabric, and then we lay down the fabric. We build our borders with polyboard, bendaboard edging, or treated lumber all around the borders. And then we bring in our sub base of, I like to use 3 inches of 3/4-inch washed limestone, and then compact that, pack it in real good, and then top dress with 1 inch of decomposed granite. And then I really like that system because the decomposed granite gives it a nice smooth finish on top, but you still have the permeability of the 3/4-inch washed limestone underneath that, because decomposed granite will tend to absorb, and the washed limestone will tend to kind of permeate it down a little bit better. So,
very nice.
And then, so we come in with the artificial grass after that, and then roll it out and cut it and trim it. And then we have a special way we do our seams, which I don't want to give away all my secrets, but
you don't have to.
You
hide the seams.
Yeah, we hide the seams very well. So,
yes.
And that's a big part of the install process is if I walk out of my backyard, I don't want to see a big line right through the middle of my grass, right? Because then it looks fake.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's when it looks fake. Yeah. But if it's a seamless process and you can hide that seam as best you can and take away that kind of visual kind of eyesore, I think the end product is a lot better. It takes a lot more time, right? But I think the end product and the customer satisfaction is the main goal for me and my business, because I don't just want to zip in and zip out and pocket a bunch of cash. I'm generally concerned about the way the grass looks and my business name. Like if I installed grass for you, I want you to tell all your friends and family about it, how great it was and how good your experience was.
Yeah, so when you say expensive, can you give us sort of a range?
Yeah, I would say depending on the square footage, but you can just between $8 to $10 a square foot is a normal install price. And so some projects can go up to $11 to $12 depending on
if they're smaller
and also if we're using Envirofill, the special coated pet sand, or if we're using the HydroChill, which is it's about a 10-year-old product that's been tested and tried for about 10 years. So we call it a new product because they're just starting to get the test data back that, hey, this stuff's legit. It works. It's produced by a company out in Georgia. And I'm putting it in on my first project out here actually today. So
nice.
And what that HydroChill does is, it's no secret that artificial grass gets hot in the summertime. So when the sun hits it, it gets hot. So we're putting the HydroChill in because the homeowner can just saturate their yard with water, and then that HydroChill lets the water evaporate slowly over a 3 to 5 day period, and it keeps the grass a lot cooler. But it's, you know.
Do you put that underneath the turf or on top?
We put it on top like an infill. So mm-hmm. if we're just doing a regular landscape aesthetic install, we'll typically just use a play sand or a silica sand. And then, so if there's pets involved, we use Envirofill.
To reduce the odor.
Mm-hmm. And then if they want to do, you can mix the Envirofill and the HydroChill, or you can just use the HydroChill because it also has antimicrobial properties in it. Or we can mix it or use either or, whichever one the customer wants to go with.
So how many of these a month do you do?
Right now we're installing about 1,000 square feet a week. So wow. I would say we're doing, probably 50,000 square feet a year. And this year is really my first year that I'm doing turf like constantly now. So we're doing turf all the time now. Last year it was more of a mixture of landscaping and artificial grass, and this year it's more of an artificial grass and landscaping mixture.
So you're going to have to change the name of your company to Helms Artificial Turf.
Yeah. You know, I've thought about that, but my passion is landscaping. So I love to be outdoors. I love to talk about plants and soil and different stuff like that. And I like the way a new artificial grass install looks, but I'm much more am pleased with the way a new landscape looks when I come in and do a complete landscape makeover.
Including the grass.
Yeah. And a lot of people are doing a mixture of both because a lot of people have been thinking about doing turf, but they really need to do landscape. And so when I come in and they find out I do both, they're really excited. And then we just end up doing the whole project.
Yeah. So tell us about the landscaping part then, since that's your passion.
Yeah.
Do you have designs you like, or you leave that up to the customer? How do you do that?
So I think it's most customers, when they call us, they have a general idea of what they're looking for. I come in and just kind of do a little hand drawing for them and sketch out where the plants will go, what, you know, the best plants for this area because it's shady, or this area gets full sun. And then I ask, I'll in the interview or the first general meeting, I will go through like what colors do they like? Do you have any plants that you like? Do you want fragrance? Do you want something that's hardy, that's just going to stay green all year? Just
Texas native landscaping.
Yeah, that's what I really like, the Texas native landscaping. So the Texas native plants that are still have some color but are very hardy to our climate. And so one of the places I like to go to get my Texas native stuff is Tree Search Farms, and they grow everything. It's mainly just Texas native stuff there, and they are very, very knowledgeable in their plants and all that kind of stuff, so I really like going there.
Yeah, recently I noticed that a lot of the companies that specialize, or a few of the companies that specialize in growing roses, that now there's a whole new selection of roses for Texas that grow well here, that... Right. Acclimate to the climate,
yes.
And they have all different colors,
yes.
And they, you know, smell really nice.
Yes, yeah.
So have you heard about those?
So I really like what's called the drift rose. So the drift rose, they're very fragrant, which a lot of the roses, like the knockout roses, the general knockout
exactly.
roses, I really didn't like them because there was no smell. Didn't smell. So what I like about the drift rose is that it's got a fragrance, and they come in different, there's a peach, there's apricot, there's a bunch of different kind of flavors, if you will, and colors to choose from. And so I really like the drift rose. Yeah.
So do people still like the traditional plants in their gardens like roses or not?
Yeah, I get it's all depending on the client. I get a lot of people that they're tired of the way the rose grows up and just gets really leggy, and it's kind of sparse, and it doesn't have a lot of foliage, and so they want me to just take them out and put something different. So, and then other people, I can just basically tell, hey, they have taken good care of this rose. They're fertilizing it. They're trimming it right. They're taking good care of this, and it's got good foliage and beautiful color. So I think it's, roses take a little extra care to make them look really beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think, you know, if the client has been taking care of the rose, it'll look good, unless some disease has gotten on it, like Rosetta.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So, Brent, how did you guys meet?
So we met, it was probably 2013
yeah.
or so.
Yeah, 2013.
Justin Jackson, he had a business.
Yeah.
And, Chris was working as Justin's head guy.
Yeah.
And then Justin went on to be a pastor
yes,
of
sir.
A church.
Yeah.
Actually, your church.
Yeah, he actually pastors the church now and got his calling from God and basically transitioned into the role of the pastor, and and I think his main focus was, you know, he loves landscaping and he always will, but I think there came a certain point, and I think Brent, you know, that it's really hard to try to do two things at once, especially in our business of
it
construction, because there's so many meetings, there's people calling, there's, you know, there's so much going on, that his focus needed to be on his calling to be a pastor, and so he transitioned out of the landscape ownership and sold his company. I didn't have the capital to buy it outright, so he sold it to another guy, a great guy, and he transitioned into being the full-time pastor, and my path just kind of led me to another landscape company where the owner was letting me come in and work for him with my crew 3 days out of the week. And then the other 3 days out of the week, I was able to do my stuff on the side. And so we worked like that for about a year. And then my company started growing and I got my own builders. And then
that's great.
And then I was able to transition out of working for that guy at all into fully doing my stuff. And that guy's name is Brent Harlan. And he owns a company called Agriscape out of Crosby, Texas. And if it wasn't for Brent, I probably wouldn't be doing what I'm doing right now yet, because he really helped me out by letting me come in and work for him a few days a week with my crew, and then while I got my feet going. Yeah,
I mean, that's great. So Justin helped out first, and then Brent helped you out next, and
you
know, that's kind of my story as well. You know, I worked at Southland Homes, and they allowed me to go start doing things on my side, on the side, and until I got my feet under me, and then just end up growing.
So it's good to have friends along the way that help you in your time of need. And you know, I don't think either of us ever asked for a handout, but just a hand up, you know, hey, I need a little bit of help, and you got good buddies in there that want to see you succeed. And I think everybody needs a little bit of help, especially when they're starting a business.
For sure.
Well, that's one of our themes in talking to a lot of the people that Brent works with, is collaboration.
Yeah.
In working together, and hand up, as you say. I like that. I'm going to remember that.
Yeah.
Because that's so important. It's so important in so many different areas of business too. And so we want to really emphasize that and talk about that in terms of it's not just about competition.
Right.
You know, it's about helping. And the competition comes in around the areas of, you know, doing a great job, as you said before. Right.
Yeah, and Chris does a great job with his quality. He makes sure he pays attention to the details, especially when it comes to even just putting the turf down on the ground. He makes sure that the blades are all facing the same direction. And there's a certain way to lay the turf down that you don't want to lay it side to side or front to back. There's one direction that looks best. But you also ask the client which direction they want the turf.
Right.
You know, it's those little details and making sure things are, you know, sloping properly, squared up, lined up, and he does a great job. I mean, you even do a lot of stuff for architects, you know, and so you're doing a great job.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I have a few custom home builders that I work for now, and that's really helped out. And Brent's, we just did around his pool at his house.
Did you?
Yeah, we just did around Brent's pool at his house, so, and we did Sam's backyard for his Creole Design, and he was really happy. So it's I think it's important to get a good name, a business name, because if you have a bad name, you know, you may stretch for a little bit, but eventually you're gonna kind of peter out and not go anywhere. So I think it's important to keep a good business name.
Doing it right the first time and no warranty, you know, because the more warranty you have, more issues and more headaches, because you're wasting time, you know, fixing it, getting, you know, clients are upset. But, I mean, that's another thing is, I know I'm getting sidetracked, but you do underground drains underneath the turf as well,
right?
You know, so that you don't have any issues with low spots and it pumps it out. I think that's what you did over at Sam's house, right? You put a underground drain and then you pump it to the street.
Well, he had drains already.
Oh, okay.
He had all those drains going to a sump up in the corner of his yard, and he basically just said, "Hey, I want everything to slope to this corner," and so that's what we did. We just we sloped it with a string line and level.
There you go.
To go to the back corner, and that's where it goes. So
perfect.
Yeah.
So, do you have a showcase do you have a building and a showcase for these artificial turfs? I mean, it's not like you don't see these kind of advertisements on TV, for instance.
Right, So, I don't think turf is big enough to where you get advertisement on TV. So, and I don't have a showroom yet. We're kind of working on that. We're going to try to collaborate with a buddy of mine to get a shop down here in the River Oaks kind of general area, because this is the hotbed of most of the work in Houston is right here. The Heights, Bel Air, Memorial, those areas right there. And
in the Loop.
In the Loop, yeah, inside the Loop. So we're working to get a place where we can show customers. But the good thing about keeping a good relationship with clients that you've worked for before is most of my clients say, "Hey, you guys
bring
did a great job. If you ever need to bring somebody by and show
good.
Them, just text
That's
me
great.
Or call me, and you can bring somebody by." And that's huge for me.
Yeah.
We did a big putting green for a company, for a big commercial company up in Tomball. And so when we were all done, I mean, this is probably an 1,800 square foot putting green, and then there's a pond, and then on the other side of the pond there's another putting green for them to chip onto. And so it was a huge job. And when we were all done, the owner and the manager came out and said, look, if you ever need to bring somebody by to chip balls or to putt to show off your work, bring them by.
Wow.
No problem. And that's huge for
that's
me.
Huge.
That's huge.
Yeah, because that's kind of better than a showroom because
it is.
The spaces are kind of small there.
Right.
Well, do you foresee a day when there'll be a whole golf course of artificial turf? Or
You know what? I think there probably already is.
Really?
And I know a lot of golf courses are switching their practice greens to artificial grass.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I would imagine one day, and then like the top golf, all of those big driving ranges are all synthetic grass now. So I think it's coming. I think it's coming. I think there's still a lot of people that want to keep the natural, golf courses. And I agree. I think there's some value in that. But I think like your practice greens and some of your chipping areas and stuff can definitely be synthetic turf in the future.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
So, kind of going back to the installation for a second, there must be a lot of training involved in that. So what about your team? Who trains your team and how do you keep them together? And
yeah, when I got into the synthetic turf business, I actually contacted my cousin Gerald, and he owns a business out in Bakersfield called Courts and Greens. And he builds outdoor sports courts, tennis courts, and all that kind of stuff. And he does putting greens and synthetic grass. And I called him and said, hey, what are you doing? And he goes, hey, I'm getting off a plane. Hey, why don't you, he was telling me, I said, I saw somebody installing this fake grass out here in Houston. And he goes, yeah, we do a lot of that. Why don't you fly out here and learn how to do it for a week with my guys?
Oh, great.
And then, so that's what I did. So I flew out to Bakersfield, worked with his guys on a 10,000 square foot apartment complex in Taft, and then went to Beverly Hills and did a small job with his crew down there. And basically with that week worth of training, I basically just brought that skill set back to Houston. And I had two guys working with me. I was still working in the truck with the guys every day. And basically it was just on the job training from me teaching them and us trial and error learning. And you know, you're going to go through some trial and error. And then basically I trained each one of my guys to do what they do with the artificial grass. And now I can leave them on a job and I can be comfortable that they're going to do a good job. In fact, I got a crew working 10 minutes away from here in Bel Air doing a putting green and somebody's whole backyard.
That's so great.
Yeah, so
that's really great.
I've got a great crew, Milton and Alex and Daniel and Jimmy. They're doing a great job for me, and so there was just on the job training is the way that guys get trained.
Yeah. Well, that about does it for this morning, Chris. So thanks very much.
Thank you.
And Brent, you want to say anything?
Yeah, I mean, go and follow Chris, you know, on...
Yeah, we're on Instagram at Helms Landscape Design LLC. We have a Facebook page, and then we have the website at helmslandscapedesignllc.com.
Yeah, same thing here. Memory Builders, you know, go and follow us to learn more about all of our trades and, you know, the quality of work that we have to offer on, you know, with everybody. So we can find us on Facebook, Instagram, or you can go to our website at www.texasmb.com and just follow all of us and learn more about construction.
Thanks so much, Chris. We love talking to you.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Okay, bye.